now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
Attic, damn, I'm Michael Jackson, babe. Now, what's your cash up? I'm trying to get you front of bed. Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? I'm beyond time. Man, what's happening?
What up with you, man? What's good?
Man, long days, bro, long days.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Man, you already know, man. Another Monday.
Man, is
chilling.
It's us tonight, we rocking.
Yeah, it's us, we rocking out.
Man,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. What? That thing.
Bad.
Shut that thing one time.
Yeah, let's share it out. What's good with you, man? You tired? You all right?
Man, I'm tired as hell, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, me too, man. Yesterday was terrible for me.
My whole weekend, bro, I was to Clarksville, to Bowling Green. Man, every day of the weekend, I was on the highway.
Damn.
Man, I went to Clarksville and back. Friday, and then we had to, I don't even remember what I did Friday, bro. I'm trying to think. I had to do something Friday. I can't remember. Then Saturday, went to Bowling Green for homecoming. We was there for that. Sunday, I went back to Clarksville. Then I had a dinner Sunday. Man, bro, I've been running.
You was ripping then. That's crazy.
Nah, too busy.
That's crazy for real, dog. I ain't do nearly all that, but I was still tired.
Man, I can't even, bro, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I was at that dinner last night at the table about to fall right asleep.
about to crash.
Man, it was just about over for the boy.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah. Was that enough, man? You enjoy homecoming, bro?
Yeah, man. It was straight, man. What about you? I thought it was louder than last year. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was way more people. So I guess everybody was feeling it this year.
Nah, yeah, it was way more people.
Yeah. So it was a lot better. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was up this year.
Well, I said, man, hey, I tell you one thing, bro. I'm glad I ain't in college no more.
Yeah. Why is that though?
Bro, I ain't got a little too old for niggas to come through stomping the yard in your direction.
Like,
move out the way.
Like, you gotta just move like they great Bogart you.
I ain't got too old for that. I told you, I'm gonna have to jump me.
I'm definitely too old to be putting up with that, but I mean, that's their thing, man. That's their thing, yeah.
Y'all gotta jump me, gang, because I got too old for that.
You like, I just ain't getting out the way like that. Y'all niggas be disrespectful sometimes.
And they was like stomping where everybody was at. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? Nah, bro.
They say, y'all know what to happen. This is homecoming. Yeah. We coming through.
Room for y'all to move elsewhere. We ain't 19 no more. It's all, you gotta respect it now, man.
Hey, man, that shit is funny. Yeah, because they be going hard too, dog. Still, like, coming through. That shit's crazy, but
50-year-old niggas gonna have to jump me, dog. Boy, bro. Probably what you want.
You like, look, y'all too old for this shit, too, to try to move me out the way.
Y'all got about a good 30, 45 seconds of this before y'all got to sit down anyway.
What's up. Yeah. What up with y'all on the pod, man? What up? What's going on with y'all?
Louis V, that nigga cold, dog. He a cold rapper.
Oh, yeah?
That nigga's
cold. What up? Shout out Louis V. What up?
Yeah.
Shit. Let's get into it.
Let's go. Let's get it.
We might be in here for a short time. Who knows? But whatever. We in here, man. Welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture. As usual, man, you got my main man, Big homie Hoodie, put some respect on his name out here. He ain't new to this.
Yeah. Got to.
Yeah, and I'm your man, Ackland, man. Dope podcast, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, we was just talking about homecoming, man. Listen, this is season 3, episode 6 of the Dope podcast, man. If you've been tuning in and following up with us, you know what I'm saying? You know it's us. But anyway, episode 6, season 3, we was just talking about homecoming, man. Homecoming was all right this year. We was just saying, y'all, like, y'all did y'all thing.
Yeah, we talking about the Western Kentucky University homecoming.
Yeah, that's it. WKU homecoming.
Niggas is hilltoppers at the end of the day.
Hey, it's a lot of us.
I see niggas got big birds on their head. Niggas is hilltoppers. I don't see no hats with big red.
Yeah, I need a big red hat on after coming from homecoming. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but it was nice, man. I enjoyed myself, bro.
Yeah, I did too, man. I kicked it with my folks. Went up there with my folks as usual. Kicked it with them. Went rolled down there. Tailgating was live. Tailgating was lit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think niggas was probably in and through tailgating early. Like, when you know, it's done. Go to the game or whatever.
Yeah.
Last year, but this year, you know, I know the time went back. We was out there till dark tailgating. I think everybody was still out there getting loose with the tailgating, kicking it.
Hey, when the game was over.
Yeah, still out there.
I rolled past King parking lot. Niggas are still outside.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, they was out there late.
Damn, yeah. See, everybody was out there having a blast out for homecoming.
Yeah, that's what's up. But hey, it's my last year though, bro.
You ain't going back.
I think I'm going back.
It's a done dollar.
It's a wrap. It takes a real convincer to get me come back. They gonna have to book me to come back. That's the only way I'm coming back.
Nah, they gonna have to do it, dude. They gonna put you up on the stage or something.
Yeah, they got to, bro.
Yeah. I done went 2 years in a row. Though. It's probably a break for me too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna file back.
Yeah, man. Made me miss it.
Yeah. One of my partners was like, he ain't been in probably like a decade. So this man, he looked like he was worn out Saturday. Like he went down there Thursday. Dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, I seen him, man. You know, you too old for this, bro. You can't go Thursday through Sunday. I think he got it in though. We too old for that shit.
He called out of work today.
Hey, I need to check on him. He probably did, huh? He probably did. Thursday through Sunday. I'll be up for a Saturday.
Saturday, that's all you get. You get one day out of me, bro.
One day out of me. But I heard him. I'm saying, I heard it was all right. Friday was fat too.
Till Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, dog. But yeah, shout out to WKU Hilltoppers, man. Bowling Green, man. Homecoming. They say it's the best homecoming in the state. So, I won't disagree with y'all. Like, yeah, I gotta quit playing. Like they don't even talk about the other home. Nobody else homecoming for real. I don't think they matter.
Nah.
So shout out to WKU, man.
I don't even know everybody else got homecoming.
Yeah, we don't know when y'all was having y'all's. I think y'all just might have had a day or something. You know what I'm saying?
We up. We lit.
We lit, man. WKU homecoming. Make sure y'all had to do it.
Yeah.
That's for real. Shout out Bowling Green, man. It do feel good to go there back down to Bowling Green, though, every now and then, though.
Just hang around the city.
Yeah, just to catch up, you know what I'm saying? Ride around, shit's so different. See people, you know what I'm saying?
It do be looking different, bro.
Way different, dog. Way different. I'd be like, what? Like last year, I hadn't been in a long time, and I was following my peoples. Then I'm like, where are we going, dog? It looks so different. Huh?
Did you go on campus at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I went to campus. I ain't walked to campus though, bro.
Nah,
you should have parked. You should have parked at the bottom of the hill and walked from King to Garrett.
Look, my ass would have been wore out. Now I'm like, man, listen, I'm about to go take a nap after this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. My niggas used to, hey, if you miss that bus and you got to walk to class on top of the hill, it's over.
Yeah. And then, like, what if you was, you know what I'm saying? You had to carry books in the backpack or whatever you had. You in trouble, dog.
Over with.
You in trouble, dog. Like, look, I done, yeah. I don't care if like I had like a big break in between classes before. I'm like, look, I'm up here at the top. I'm not coming back down.
It's over.
Yeah, I'm staying up here for a few hours. I don't care what we got to do.
For the crash.
Yeah, I see y'all later, man. I'm shout good. Out to WKU, though. Yeah. That's what's up. What else? What we got next? Let's go back to the cap of the week, man. Just speaking of homecoming being lit, I don't know if that Sixers trade for James Harden was lit, man. They in a bad shape right now, G. What you think about that? You know they ain't won a game.
Man,
they ain't won a game since trading for James Harden, though.
Bro, I told somebody, man. Somebody tried to argue me down, and it wasn't. I can't remember who it was, but I was telling them. I was like, man, that Harden trade don't do nothing for me, dog. Harden no more.
He ain't, dog. They ain't won a game. Now, they was winning before. They was better, looking better before that. They ain't won a single game, and the Sixers are undefeated since getting rid of his ass. Now, they happy. I ain't never seen Joel Embiid that happy until he won the MVP. They over smiling. They throwing loops and lies. Maxie scoring 50-piece. Hey, they balling.
Yeah, man. Harden just ain't that needle moving. I ain't just saying he just completely.
He ain't trash, but
a player, but he just ain't. He don't move the needle no more to me.
Nah, he don't. He don't bring nothing extra to the team. Now to get him, he's not gonna get you over the top. Don, I feel like he probably messed up what chemistry they had early in the season. Like he airballed a shot. They said he airballed a shot last night.
And then he got the ball back and tried to lay it up and got his shit packed.
Yeah, got it pitched back in his face, dog. That's just bad, dog. It's a bad look for him.
And he stuck, though. That's what's crazy about it, because he done pulled this whole forcing my way out shit, what, three times? It's yep. Over with.
It's the third time, though. It's a done deal.
Yeah, he
so, I don't even know if they're going to pull it together. They're going to be mediocre. They'll win some games, probably, finally win some games in a row, but at the end of the day, though, they're going to fall apart.
I hope they get a whole bunch of niggas that just make their team fall apart.
They going to fall apart. Know.
We the show out west, bro.
They'll never be them, dog. They always that other team.
They'll never be us, bro. They'll always be other.
They little brother, other team, them other guys that be hey, never dog.
Yeah, it's us. We run this shit.
Yeah, now that's a fact, dog. The Lakers been running. They tried it for years, it ain't worked. Yeah.
Nah.
They team ain't got it, dog. I don't care what you do, y'all not winning nothing and being better than the Lake Show, dog.
Paul George should have brought his ass over here with us, man.
He should have came faking the fun like one cause Kawhi. Like Kawhi was overhyped anyway. He cold, but he a little overhyped, and he thought it was sweet over there, but they was great to do something. Hell, they ain't even play that many games together.
Yeah, you make that bed, you got sleep in.
Yeah, he's sleeping now with two other niggas. That ain't gonna get you nowhere near.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, dog. Yeah. Speaking of raps, ASAP Rocky ain't wrapped it up since he got with Rihanna. Dog. Allegedly, they said Riri pregnant with the third one.
Ain't she a billionaire?
Nah, yeah, I can't blame him, dog. What you think about that, dog? This is baby number three in 3 years, if the rumors are true.
Going to sleep. Sleeping
in. Yeah, obviously he is.
I'm a fool.
That's what I'm saying. They talking about music. Y'all ain't getting shit but babies from Rihanna. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Leave it all the way in, right? Man. It's
hey, they talked about it. Hey, he's smart. He's a smart guy. They used to give ASAP Rocky a hard time, man. He's a smart man.
And that nigga Drake punching
the
air, boy.
Them niggas is mad, dog. Them niggas are super mad, dog, right now.
I know Drake.
But
mad when he was on that song talking about if sex with you was mediocre.
He did have a few shots and shit for them. Now he's gonna continue to be mad.
Yeah,
Drake
sick about that.
He's sick, man.
This
is three of them. Yeah. Shout out to everybody listening, man, and watching on the live, rocking out with us. I can't even see who's all in here.
Man, it's a couple. Yeah. It's a couple. Yeah. Hang with us.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to y'all rocking with us on the Dope Dope Podcast. But yeah, man, shout out to Rihanna and ASAP, man, if they are expecting baby number three. This is you know, 3 years in a row. Let's go, the trifecta.
So they say he babied up though, man. That's wild.
The rumors, that's what I seen today. So I ain't seen no official confirmation, but they said allegedly she's expecting the third child.
Niggas is understanding they ain't never getting another Rihanna album.
Nah, I think niggas is holding out hope, but that's dying away with each baby. They need to just give that up, though.
I think it's a rap, gang.
Yeah, she not putting out nothing.
Nah, but babies. She putting out, but she ain't putting out no album.
Yeah, she putting out no music. You know what I'm saying? That Black Panther shit was all y'all gonna get. They had to drop a bag probably on her for that. But just that song, that's it.
It was terrible.
Super bad, dog. Like you turned that radio off when that shit came on. That was bad, dog. It was almost bad as people don't want to talk about it as the movie. I mean, like, if we're gonna be 100% honest.
Hold on, now I gotta get your take. What's your take?
At the end of the when I first saw it when it came out, it was cool and it's still cool. But then going back and thinking about it and looking at it and watching it again, it was almost mid.
What made it mean for you, bro?
I don't know. I liked it overall. I thought it was cool. Yeah. I think what made it mid is like I can't. The Shuri is just not believable as the Black Panther lead now.
All right, so you know she ended up becoming a Black Panther in the comics, though.
But no, I know that. So I know it's all that is accurate.
It just happened a little quicker than we wanted it to. That's all.
Yeah, that's all it is, dog. But I mean. Shout out to them because that shit went through so much production wise. And then when Chadwick died, go ahead.
Movies, are you?
Huh?
I said, you ain't one of them. Oh, they getting too woke in the movies, people. Are you?
Nah, my nigga. Nah, I'm good on all that. It was cool.
All these black women.
I'm wild. Nah, I'm with that for sure. That ain't it at all.
Marvels.
Huh?
They mad at the Marvels right now, though.
They super mad.
Hey, but sometimes they do push it though, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Like, they do go a little bit with it, trying to be Marvel right.
So,
huh?
Did you see the Marvels?
Mm-mm.
It do come off a little corny sometimes. I'm gonna give you a little spoiler, bro. Cause like during the Marvels, the black girl, you know, she got her powers and shit. She's trying to learn how to fly. And she asked Nick Fury, she's like, how I'm supposed to learn how to fly? This nigga like, black girl magic.
He like that corny ass line.
Yeah, they do be pushing a little bit, bro.
They do be doing that shit, but like that some of the outrage is just ignorant though over it. They don't even know what they talking about. They be so mad.
That's all.
Huh?
They just mad because they women. That's all.
That's dog. All it is to it, dog. But no, I ain't checked out the mall. I need to go check it out though.
Yeah.
We into all that over here too, so I gotta check it out.
Definitely.
Yeah. What else we got next? What about Keke Palmer's baby daddy allegedly wild, and now they said after all this, now they saying he was abusive and been abusive. What do you think about that shit? That's crazy.
I seen the little pictures, man. Hey, he was helming up, dog, looking like.
Yeah, like at first I thought it was like just recent, but then I was reading a little article. They said like he been doing this throughout the relationship. So
yeah, because he dropped something. I think it was today where her mama was talking about. I'm gonna put a bullet in your head. Like hey, seem like they been a little toxic, bro.
I feel like they are. Though. Like. Yeah, and I mean, if this shit is true, like, hey, what you think her mama gonna say and won't do to you? Like, that shit is ridiculous. That don't make no sense. And then they was talking about, like, well, first of all, if this shit is true, that's crazy. He's weak. But they were saying on social media how everybody quiet now. Like, y'all was quiet. Y'all was on Keke when they was going through their thing, and then everybody's quiet about this, man. What you think about that?
Hey, I don't want to be that fool, though, bro.
What's that?
I don't want to be that dude at all, but because I'm gonna play devil's advocate here for a second.
Let's go.
From the pictures, like I say, it do look like she was being abused and all that. So I do side with that. But the story is he had her phone, right?
Huh?
So apparently just common nigga sense. It must have been something in that phone the way they was fighting, right? Just using common nigga sense. Must have been something in that phone the reason they was fighting. Which, like I said, does not condone him putting his hands on her or anything like that.
Right.
But. And like I said, I ain't caping for this nigga because I hope somebody whooped that nigga ass. But I need them to wait for the whole story to come out for all them and all that. Because, I mean, it's a nigga right now. It looks like they changing the whole Marvel shit for right now because of the shit he got going on. And look like I'm not finna have Kang the Conqueror over all that shit off of some shit I just heard. It looks like they are pivoting and getting rid of Kang, bro. But
over some shit that probably ain't true.
Yeah, so if I'm gonna extend him the courtesy and wait to see the whole story, what's going on, you know, and not cast any judgment on Jonathan Majors, I think everybody should kind of do the same, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
You saying we need more information before, like,
because it do look like he on her ass, bro. Like, he do look like he putting hands on and shit like that. But them are still images, and they could have been fighting over phone, as far as you know, just like Jonathan Majors was. So since my Kang the Conqueror bias is like, let me wait to see, you know, what happens with Jonathan Majors, I ain't gonna condemn dude either. I'm gonna just wait to see what happens. I ain't gonna put my, because last time I got to give him my whole opinion, nigga, a nigga ended up getting 10 years and the girl was twerking on TV next week.
Nigga. Nigga. So, damn. I'm
gonna just do the wait, bro.
Yeah. Put my opinion in it. Yeah, but yeah, if his shit is true though, motherfucker need to put foot off in his ass.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
But I ain't finna go with my people didn't get shot theories and
then, like, yeah. Hey, but did you hear something for real about them trying to pivot from Kang? Like, I keep hearing it, but I ain't heard nothing official.
I'm gonna send you the video when we get off of here. So they made the Loki ending end in a way that sweeping Kang under the rug. Like, even at the end, he like, oh yeah, but that's handled. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, because I watched that too.
Yeah, so I'm gonna send you the YouTube video, like,
what they try to break it down. Ain't
officially announced it yet, but the, like, the behind the scenes interviews and stuff like that, they saying they pivoting, bro.
Damn.
I know, I hate that, dog. Like, I do hate that.
I do hate that too, dog, because that shit looking like from the giddy up, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I said I would have just, I wish they would have just recast, bro.
Instead of getting rid of them altogether.
Yeah, they should have just cast your old boy from they clone Tyrone, bro. I said he looked close enough to Jonathan Majors, but I don't feel like it'd be a big Kang difference.
Yeah, they could have did it like a variant or something.
What's his name? John Boyega. They should just cast him in there. Did you watch the clone Tyrone?
No, I watched it a couple times.
Yeah, they should just put him in there, bro. He could have been Kang.
Yeah.
But
damn, dog.
Yeah, man, I feel it, but I feel like that's a deeper conversation, because, bro, if that was Johnny Depp, would that would happen?
No, sir. Come on now. I mean, even though it had to be some extra wild shit, and that wasn't even here in America, right? Because Johnny Depp got kicked out of his shit, but that was across the bridge, right? That was London. That's different.
Johnny Depp shit. They kind of they recast him, but they asked him to come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, they did ask him to come back.
Yeah.
Cause they was on some fuck shit too. They kicked him off a couple things. And it turned out that the bra was crazy.
Yeah, he was in a fright, bro.
She was real crazy, dog.
Crazy. Yeah. I hate that, bro, because, man, I don't know, dog. I feel like, man, we can't keep a nigga in Marvel, can we?
No, we can't. We always getting murdered out. I mean, Chadwick dad, so Oh, that's unfortunate. And then who else?
Terrence Howard left.
They did Nick Fury so bad in his Secret Invasion show that he might not get to do nothing else. They did, you know what I'm saying? They gave him the bullshit treatment with that. Now they saying the new Captain America's pushback poor screen testing. So you know what that is. You know what I'm saying? We already know what that is.
Hey, them white people ain't trying to go see no black man be called Captain America.
Them white people, them white heathens is not trying to see Anthony Mackie as Captain America.
Captain Africa, you mean?
That's what Captain Africa. They like, that is the Falcon. You better go back to calling this the Falcon. Yeah. And you ain't got the Winter Soldier in there with me. So they definitely not supporting that. They don't got his wife. Got his best white guy with him, bro.
Like, nigga, it's just you.
Just you by yourself.
No, what make it bad, bro? Hey, I hate this. This ain't no racist, bro. But what make it bad, what make it even worse, I know the test screens is bad. Because you know the Falcon now is a Mexican.
I forgot about that, bro.
Bro, you know they ain't fucking with, man. You know they like, nah, bro. They probably like, get this jiggle shit off the screen.
Say, listen, y'all great rap music and salsa and OT. Y'all great OT, the Mexican OT on us. They not having it, bro.
Hey, you know it's gonna be a Cupid Shuffle scene or some shit.
For sure.
Oh, man. Man, Captain America, what was it called? New World Order. America, New World Order. Now, here you go. Tyler Perry's Captain America, New World Order.
Yeah, they gonna try to have an NWO signal or something.
Oh, man, bro. No, they ain't with that movie, though.
They are not with that. They like, fuck Marvel.
I'm gonna need all the black people to come dressed like 4th of July when that movie come out, dog. Like, niggas dressed up as African.
For Wakanda.
I need all the black people in red, white, and blue.
I need all the black people come with a shield, dog. You know what I'm saying? Pull up with your shield.
Yeah, man. Y'all can support Anthony Mackie.
Y'all got to give my man some love, dog. They going to push his shit. They going to shelve his shit. They going to throw him in a series, and that be it.
Going right back to Twisted Metal.
Nigga. Yeah, he gonna go right back to that. They gonna hurry up and push his Secret Wars and bring Steve. They gonna bring Chris Evans back. Oh shit! What? Look, that's crazy.
I forgot how you gonna transition.
Yeah. You see me thinking real quick. Speaking of shuffling and calling out bad screenings, rapper D1 is calling out these rappers with these bad rap lyrics and murderous rap lines, man. So New Orleans rapper, and I got the article, New Orleans rapper D1, I don't know if everybody's familiar with him or not, but look, he's kind of criticizing the rap artists. He actually criticized Rick Ross and them. Yeah. Talking about they was murdering and killing in the streets, and you know, Rick Ross kind of responded, and then I think I heard something with Jim Jones responded too.
Yeah.
What you think about that, dog?
I was watching an interview with him and Turk
mm-hmm.
the other day, and they was kind of going back and forth about it, and I'm trying to think of the way to sound this, not the way to say this, bro. Not sound like.
Not sound like an asshole or something.
Yeah, not sound like an asshole, bro. But D1 give me the vibes of one of them niggas, bro, that think he better than everybody and listens to talk and don't listen to comprehend, bro.
Yeah. They out there now. I said they out there. Don't get confused.
That's what I got from that interview, bro. Like, I really... Because, like, Turk was kind of trying to say, like, some of us do come from that. And when we do rap about that, it ain't really so much as us pushing the narrative for people to do it. We just rapping about, you know, what we've been through and shit like that. So much as so, like, a movie or some shit like that, you know. And that's
right.
And, man, D1 would listen to all that and then say, yeah, but if I'm making them feel uncomfortable, I'm happy with making the devil feel uncomfortable. Like, shit like it. I'm like, man, I feel like he living in this moment and people he getting a little more attention than he usually get, and he gonna act like he know it all, bro. That's kind of what I got from D1.
Yeah, see, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I heard a clip, and it's like I can see both sides. But to what you were saying, it's like, yeah, it's like, well, he didn't really listen to anything that Turk was saying right there. Like he just wanted to say his get his shit out.
Cause, yeah, that's it, bro. That's it.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do was talk his part.
Because if you saying that to say that, like, the main point, right? He's talking about the lyrics, but he's talking about the lyrics hurting the community. But like, okay, you saying that ain't nobody, none of these people are actually doing anything for the actual community? Is that what you saying? Because you don't know what you're talking about there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that seems kind of crazy. And then it's like, our music is the only one that gets criticized like this, right? There's other art forms, right? Like, this is considered an art form. And I'm not an artist. You're an artist. This is considered an art form, right?
Yeah.
So, like, where is his outrage for other forms of entertainment that basically do the same thing? You know what I mean?
And hear my thing, bro. Like, I know it's not really considered to be entertainment for people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because some people think it's real, no, though, you know.
And not even that. I'm saying, I know the Bible is not considered to be entertainment for people.
Yeah. But
the Bible story gets preached and taught to everybody, and it's probably one of the most violence filled, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay,
wild creations that's out there. And yeah. So Christians are going to push the word at all times. So, I mean, I don't know, bro. It's an argument on both sides. Like you said, I can both sides.
It's definitely an argument on both sides. When folks come and do this, and I don't really know much about the D1 dude other than when this came up, but I don't like it when folks who have that argument can't see both sides of it either. Like, and then, like you said, like a lot of times, folks that don't use these lyrics, or like especially people that only don't cuss, and when they do their music often they feel like they better than the people that's talking about that, you know, they cuss and talking about this street shit. They feel like they better than them just because they don't do that.
If Turk or nobody is saying we wrong, you right, it's like he wasn't trying to hear nothing else other than that.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. I might have to go back and watch that full interview, but that's crazy.
Watch.
They said Jim Jones was threatening him, though, which almost proves his point, which is kind of whack, too. But I didn't see the clip itself.
I missed what Jim Jones said. What Jim Jones say?
Yeah, they said Jim Jones threatened him, but I missed that, too. I couldn't find the clip of what he said or posted, so I'm not sure all of what he said, but he might have did. I don't know, nigga.
Probably Jimmy LaWow.
It's Jimmy LaWow sometime, man. Go back to that wow shit. But anyway, man, I mean, I don't know. More to come. I'm sure, like you said, he gonna get some more publicity on this. I'm sure maybe another week with a clip or two of this shit, and then it'll probably die out, dog. Like, we won't hear no more of it. Because they
he probably gonna come at Drake or something next. Like,
who the next person he gonna call out?
Women dogs, that's what he's gonna do next.
Yeah, all them dogs or whoever. Yeah, that's next. Speaking of Rose, then, man, what you think about? Did you get a chance to listen to this Ross and Meek, dog? Too good to be true.
I listened to it.
What you think about it?
It was too good to be true.
You ain't like that shit at all?
Nah, it
didn't do it for you.
It was mid, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. And I was looking to like this Meek Mill and Rick Ross, because, bro, you know, I'm a Ross. To me, Ross got the best ear in the industry for music, bro. And, like, Ross got a solo track on there that's hard. I forget the name of it, but he got a solo track on there that's hard than a motherfucker, bro. But as far as the overall project, it was really mid. It wasn't terrible, you know. It was just, but I probably never come back to it.
I gotta listen to it again, because I listened to it on my way to over the weekend on my way to Bowling Green. I thought it was cool. It wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing huge that stood out to me though. Like it didn't. Like I didn't. It didn't have a bunch of I gotta run this back. I gotta run this back. Yeah. But that was just on my first listen. So I'm gonna go back to it and check it out, see if I like it better. But it was cool, man. I thought it had a few good joints. It definitely wasn't a banger like the Drake in 21.
No.
It definitely wasn't better than that. It definitely went. I mean, I don't know if this is just a collab too, because they was in a group together. But it definitely wasn't better than that. Like you know, we was talking about before at Takeoff and Quavo.
Nah.
It definitely wasn't better than that either. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Look, Rick Ross done delivered some mid and subpar shit as of late, dog. So. Is he kind of slipping and falling off musically? And like you just said, he got one of the, you know what I'm saying, the best ears for music. What do you think about that?
I'm trying to think what his last project was before this. What was before this?
I forget that now. Let's look it up real quick.
We got
some shit. What did Rick Ross drop? The one, you know, he dropped it with the white glove. We was talking about that shit that he changed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't even was on that. So yeah, it gotta be.
See, we don't even remember it. Richer than I ever been.
Yeah, I don't remember nothing standing out.
December 21. See, yeah, that's bad that we don't like. Cause you can still listen to them first before this, before the last three or four.
Nigga, I still
those still go.
Rather you than me in rotation. I ain't gonna lie.
That's yeah.
Ross album, Rather You Than Me.
Yeah, that's a bop. What's the other one? I mean, them Teflon, Don, Deeper Than Rap. Those is Rick Ross class. I'm gonna go back to this though, because I didn't think it was bad. It was just cool.
That's not what, it was just mid, bro. Like when I say mid, I don't mean it's trash.
Yeah.
I just mean it wasn't nothing special. Like it ain't nothing for me to go back and pop in. Nothing stood out that bad. Like I said, it was a Rick Ross song on there. It was some dude on the hook, and it was him by himself. And I think that was the song that stood out to me the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was called, I'm going to run it back.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to, check it out. Because I can't even remember that one.
And another thing is, bro, I ain't going to lie. I just think I might not be the biggest Meek Mill fan no more.
And I like Meek. I like Meek on this project, too, to be honest. So, yeah, I fuck with Meek. I wonder what he got next.
Himself with me after the whole Drake thing. I think that's what it is.
It tainted it for you?
I think it did. I think it tainted Drake for me. I mean, Drake tainted me for me, though.
Ah, damn. But I mean,
I feel like I ain't really listening to Meek. I'm trying to think. Has he had a song that I really like since that happened?
He had to.
I like going, what was it, Going Bad?
Yeah, that was hard.
I don't think I like nothing else since then.
Nah, Meek came back. He came back with some shit. The Championship. You ain't like that project?
What was all on there?
Let me pull it up. What's Free with Ross and Ho.
That was cool.
That was cool. Yeah, Going Bad, like you said, that was cool. He had a 24/7 with LMA. I like that.
I like that. It was too
cool. You ain't like it?
I ain't like it was too commercial for me, for my taste.
I like that shit. The Cardi B joint, I believe, was cool. I'm gonna go back. I like that album.
Cardi B joint.
He had a Cardi B joint on here. Let me see. Hold on.
Yes. See, bro.
See, we don't really know what it is. I forgot about this.
I don't know.
On me. We had to go back. I don't know if they're gonna do us like IG do us and kick us.
Yeah. I don't think I really like nothing since they're Going Bad for real. That was my shit though, when they're Going Bad drop.
Yeah, that was hard. But yeah.
Take the back is getting scary.
That was hard. They need some more collaboration.
Social media hurt Meek a lot too, dog.
Social media killed Meek for a while there, dog. For a while he's like, looking bad out here, dog.
It ain't been it's been till recently, like this year.
Well, yeah, they still on him anytime he do something. Twitter fame, yeah. They talking about his lead. They said Meek Mill's carrying this album. Then somebody said, how? with them legs. And they mean the hell out of Meek, dog.
He was doing that ice freestyle and gave the camera the shush face with his fingers.
Hey. Yeah. You right. They be on Meek's ass, dog.
Meek can't do wrong, bro.
Nah, not at all.
They gonna be on you.
I'm gonna check his Meek and Ross out again, though. I thought it was cool, dog. I'm gonna check that shit out again. Though. I might grow me some more.
That Quavo and Takeoff. I'm trying to think, what's the last album I really liked? What came out recently, bro? What I've been coming out this year? We might do a recap next episode.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get that on the outline right now. Recap the releases. Shit. Let's speaking of, like, you know what I'm saying, going bad with Drizzy now. Drake and J. Cole announced a tour. Drake, who just was on tour, is staying on tour some more. What you think about that? Now, are you interested in that at all? Did you go see it?
That nigga starting a whole another tour when he ain't never even do his Nashville dates.
He didn't. And they got him Nashville on here, two shows. But I think you thinking, like, all right, is 21 them going to be there? Because yeah, they canceled that, bro.
What's going on now?
So two of the dates is for Nashville, but I don't know what that means. Like, y'all paid for Drake in 21 Nashville. That was what they expected. So now it's Drake and Cole. So, but I don't know who else is going to be there now. So
I ain't finna lie to y'all, bro. Like, I don't dislike J. Cole. Let me preface that by saying that first. I do not dislike J. Cole. J. Cole is cool. Like,
yeah.
Cool, but nigga, I'm not trying to go see J. Cole in concert. I'm sorry, bro. Like, J. Cole ain't somebody I'm trying to go see in concert.
I definitely understand it. It's like, yeah, you know, Cole is dope. You just don't want to pay your money to go see him in concert.
Second that little Dirk song will come on, I'll walk out.
You know it's coming on, though. What you mean? You know that shit coming on.
That's probably one of my most disliked songs of 23 that Drake and J. Cole. I mean, that Dirk and J. Cole.
Nah, they played the shit out of that, too, didn't they?
It's going to be so many fifth graders graduation singing that song. Hey.
They gonna tune it up thinking they lit too.
Yeah, that shit gonna go off at graduation. Watch.
Yeah, they gonna. I might have to check out one of these dates though. But I feel it the same way. I'm like, who's the guest?
Man, J. Cole. You gonna have to bring another guest. What up, Dil? Hey, that nigga right there in the chat. That's my kinfo, nigga. That's a nigga. That's the nigga that got me, that turned me into a rap. Well, he ain't turned me into an artist, but he turned me into a rapper. Nigga, back.
That's what's up.
That nigga right there, that's the nigga that got me rapping, dog.
Damn, that's what's up.
Everybody, that nigga got me rapping back in the day.
Well, yeah, we appreciate you, DNG.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you rocking with the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Me and big homie Hoodie, man, on here. We talking about this new Drake and J. Cole tour now. So I see people's excited, though. I might have to go try to check out one of these dates, though. But I need to know who else is coming.
Nosebleed, watch.
Huh?
Them tickets going to be 400 for the nosebleed, watch.
That's going to be crazy. I ain't going then because I'm not that interested.
I'm going to have to call in some favors. So I ain't paying to get in there, dog.
You gonna be in there then. They gonna get you together. But what did they do about the Nashville Council? Like, so does that mean that you get these or did they just refund the money?
I have no idea what they doing, man.
Okay.
Supposed to be rescheduled for a later date. But then this nigga came out with a whole nother tour.
That's what I'm saying. So this is what he's giving y'all. Like, hey man, that's kind of wild, dog. They like, cause I know it's niggas just like what you just said. They don't want to go see Cole. They want to see 21.
Now I gotta sit through J. Cole.
You gotta sit through his set. His set.
Damn, it sound like I'm hating on J. Cole.
It do sound like you do wild out. But I get it. they think you hate niggas.
I just don't be in the mood to hear all that positive shit all the time. I don't want to hear all that positive shit all the time, J. Cole, nigga.
You want some guys to toxic, turned up type shit.
I want you to be a better person and shit. I don't want to hear all that.
go through therapy at the concert.
Oh, nigga, I don't want to hear how everything you're doing and all. Man, no, what you do for the community, man? Slap somebody, J. Cole. This young boy, nigga, do something.
Do something on the 20th. Exactly. Yeah, people said he hard.
Man, that nigga too positive for me. I don't
know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta be cool for positive shit. Is the concert on Sunday?
Nah, it's during the week.
I see it ain't even on the Lord's Day.
It ain't enough. They got y'all through the week. It's 2 days. Yeah, I think it's Wednesday and Thursday. They got y'all hump day and Friday Eve.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear J. Cole on the night before I go out, bro.
Oh shit!
Back to women in the club and everything.
It really is, dog. Speaking of respecting the women, man, what you think about this new Chris Brown? You check out the new Chris Brown? 11-11.
Nah,
you ain't a Chris Brown fan either.
I like Chris Brown, but bro, Chris Brown, he be doing too much, dog. I opened the album, I think it said 23 tracks.
I need to check it out, but I thought the same thing. I was like, God, this is way too many songs. And then I was skimming through that shit, and I was just like, damn, bro, that shit don't sound like it's it.
You got to be – some of these artists, you got to be – all right, so if Future drop a project and it say 23 songs on it, I say, okay, this nigga finna have some trap bangers on here. This finna go hard. Man. He gonna get this dedicated to the girls. He gonna have his toxic shit, but it's gonna be listenable. When I look at a Chris Brown track list and see it says 23 songs, nigga, I'm not trying to listen to 23 songs of dancing and crooning, bro. That's not, you know, it ain't. You gotta be in a mood, bro.
Yeah.
I like Chris Brown.
I fuss with Chris Brown. I need to listen to it because I skimmed it. I didn't get a chance to go through it. I skimmed it, Don. I wasn't excited to really go back and bump it though.
Sound like a You Got Served soundtrack.
Almost.
See, that's what I'll be.
But and there's some other shit, like, you know, he got some other sounds on there that just ain't working for me.
Got some of that that dance hall.
You know, a couple of them. Maybe got a little something that's a little poppy. I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying?
He's trying to get his Tim's on, his Burna Boy on that.
Yeah, a little bit. He might. I need to go back and listen to it, though, man. But I don't know. Everybody's on it, dog. They love that shit.
Hell yeah.
I know who not on the dance highway. T Grizzly dropped a new one. I listened to T Grizzly. T Grizzly's bumping, though.
T Grizzly. I ain't listening to it. I'm going to check it out.
T Grizzly's all right. I like that.
Damn.
What about that Harlow single?
Who?
Jack Harlow. He dropped a new single. You fuck with that? Why you start laughing? I guess my answer right there.
Shout out to my nigga K-Y, dog.
That's your answer?
Yeah, shout out my nigga K-Y, bro.
Man, shout out to K-Y. Hey, it's a bop. That's definitely a party bopping song, though. So I like it.
I ain't got no hate for Jack Harlow, man. I just feel like he, I don't know, bro. I feel like,
what is it, Don?
I don't know, bro. I feel like he reached a point and now everything just sound commercial, dog. That's all.
Okay.
I feel like this sounds like it, something switched where it sounds like he was doing it to fuck with, something switched where it sounded like he was doing the music to fuck with us. And then now doing the music to fuck with them. Something switched.
I feel you, but the last project was definitely back to us on some hip hop shit. But this is straight radio dancing. It's a bop though.
Video with like him in an alley with a bunch of white girls or something like that.
I can't remember what that one was. I like the project.
That was for us. Nah, that was off the last album.
Not in the alley with a bunch of white. That wasn't for us, but the song was probably all right, though, because I fucked with it.
Nah, bro, I ain't got no hate towards Jack. I just feel like.
Nah, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like, man, it's hard to explain, bro, because it's like he's still doing rap music, bro. It just, it just don't seem like it's the black side of rap music right now. I don't know.
You saying it's the more commercial side of that really ain't for the true. Yeah. Nah, I can feel that argument. I didn't think his last project was, but
fuck with you. I need him to go back to the Tyler Heroes and the What's Popping.
Yeah.
Like that.
Because that's true, and I really fucked with his last album, but I ain't listened to none of them like I listened to the first album. Like that was on replay. You know what I mean? That was on repeat for a while.
Yeah, nigga had the static feature, all that shit on it. You see what I'm saying? You can see who he was doing it for, bro.
And he said that like he was looking for the big stadium type shit on that second project. Whatever it was, what the kids or some shit like that. I can't remember what the name of it was. Come Home, the Kids Miss You. But on this, the Jackman is dope. I fucked with that. That was a good project.
I might have to give it another listen.
See. Yeah, give it another listen, man. That shit's all right.
He three deep since he got signed?
Yeah.
Damn.
Who else dropped? Kodak, Lola Brooke. You check any of them shits out? I didn't get through. I tried to listen to the Kodak. I ain't listened to all of it though. It was cool.
I ain't listen. I ain't even know Kodak drop, but I ain't listen to Lola Brooke.
I listened to Lola Brooke on my way back home, and I just want to say that if all you female rapping haters and that we need different shit and more shit. If y'all not out here and y'all not listening to Lola Brooke, y'all just proving that y'all full of shit and mad because the women is running shit because. Lola Brooke is all right.
I seen somebody say they holding down for the she holding down for the BX in the name of Foxy.
Hey, that's what they
said.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lola Brooke is all right though. I'm saying though, like a lot of niggas is still out here capping about, you know, the lyrical content and the shit that the women rappers are putting out here. But we know that they are not gonna go out here and support this Lola Brooke project, and it's all right.
Speaking of the women rappers, I'm on my Acklin transit.
Let's go get it.
You talk about that Megan single.
What Megan single?
What she just put out.
Did I even listen to that shit? What it sound like?
It ain't it for me, bro. It ain't it. It ain't it.
What is it? Did I miss it?
The one where she coming out the snake mouth and shit.
The Cobra. Yeah. That Cobra shit?
Yeah, that. You listen
I don't
to
think
it?
I was lit. I don't think I like it.
So I want to point out.
I need to listen to it because I don't think I really listened to it. Oh, okay. I ain't listened to the whole thing, but go ahead. What you was talking about?
It seemed like it was a lot of thoughts and shit going together and mashed up because it sounded like she wanted a beat where she could rap hard on, but at the same time, it sounded like she wanted to rap about shit she got going on, but at the same time, she wanted to be catchy, and at the same time, you got to be ratchet to catch people's ideas. So it just, it all mixed up, and then that's how you get lyrics like, this pussy's depressed. It's like, what the fuck?
What?
That's the lyrics, bro.
I need to go back and listen to it. I seen people saying, I don't know what they were saying, but I do remember hearing people say, or seeing people say something like along the lines of what, like she put everything she was going through in this song and they liked the shit. I need to listen to it.
The hook is about this pussy's depressed, bro.
My nigga. We need to do a segment where Hoodie reads the lyrics because the shit is hilarious. Like,
this pussy's depressed. I didn't even know a pussy could get depressed.
Oh, they apparently that's what's going on. That shit is depressed.
Don't stress that pussy. Depress that pussy.
Yeah. That's it, right there.
Man. Shout out to man.
I need to go back and listen to that shit. I forgot. I didn't even know, but I do remember hearing about it. I don't think I really listened to it.
You probably heard it. I just went in your ear now.
That's probably exactly what happened to Hoodie, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I seen Cardi. Got some shit. They dropped some.
Who did?
Cardi.
What she dropped?
said she finna drop something. Said she got some shit she need to say.
I don't believe it.
That Bongos didn't do it.
Bongos, that's terrible, dog.
That Bongos didn't do it.
Visually, yeah, I'm good with it. I don't like the song.
That Bongos wasn't what it was. It probably was Amore. That nigga, I think it was Amore. Now,
what he say? He said he liked it.
I think he supported it.
What? You see, he ain't on here. That nigga probably did support that shit.
Yeah, that shit was trash, dog.
He probably supported it and tried to give us a breakdown of why it was.
Yeah, that shit was garbage.
It's dope.
I could be putting on him, and it might not even be him, but I think it was him, bro.
Nah, it might be somebody else, but I don't know.
Either him or Suspense, somebody like it.
And one of them niggas, like, they liked it. That definitely seemed like something that nigga liked.
That shit was trash, dog. That shit was hot garbage, bro.
Yeah. I think that's about it, Hoodie, man. I don't think we really had a question today, man. Then we might, you know what I'm saying? Unless you got one.
Let me think. What I done seen? Oh, yeah, I did have a question today.
Let's go.
Question of the day. The Grammys is coming up, bro.
Okay.
You know my hard stance on these white institutions. Sports shows. But album of the year, it got two women in it for album of the year that I like. So I wanted to ask you your opinion, because I'm, even though I know they're not gonna win, because fucking Taylor Swift's in the same category. But
the
album and the Janelle Monáe album for both nominated album of the year. Did you listen to both of them?
What was the first one?
SZA album.
I listened to the SZA album.
You listened to the Janelle Monáe album?
I didn't listen to, I think I listened to a couple songs on the Janelle Monáe.
I've said multiple times, I think to me personally, that Janelle Monáe album is album of the year, dog. Like, period. What you got for album of the year?
Who's in that category? Oh, just in general?
Yeah, for you personally. Me personally, out of every album I listened to this year, I give the run to that Janelle Monáe album.
I gotta go still with the Killer Mike. I ain't listened to the Janelle Monáe. I'm still on the Killer Mike for album of the year for me. Definitely rap, but like overall, like album of the year in general, I think it should be album of the year. I ain't listened to the Janelle Monáe. I listened to, like I said, a couple of songs. The SZA, I think the SZA shit was overhyped.
You think SZA was overhyped?
Yeah.
I like it, but like I said, man, that Janelle Monáe album is fire from the time the album come on to it go off. That album fire, bro.
I need to listen to it then. Cause I listened to two songs, I think. That was it.
I mean, man, I could demo on I ride, dog.
And that's your album of the year?
Yeah.
Who else is in that category?
SZA, Janelle Monáe. I think Michael was in the category. No, that was the best rap album. That was the best rap album, I think. Taylor Swift was in the album category, I believe. I can't think of who else was in that motherfucker. But Taylor Swift gonna win. Taylor Swift fucking releasing albums that she did already and shit. And you see that shit, bro?
Yeah. She re-released them bitches and going crazy. Like,
did it do a million off a re-release?
I believe so. A million plus. Like, he's
that motherfucker, dog.
You know who great that. You know who great win that shit.
That motherfucking Taylor Swift, dog. I need a verse.
That shit different. Like,
I need a verse.
You know what I'm saying? All the hype with the whole and Travis Kelce. They just lining it all up.
Bro, I'm from Nashville, Taylor. I need a verse tomorrow.
Oh, we heard that.
Drop a verse on one of them country ass zones.
We heard that, Hoodie from Nashville. Clip it up.
Yeah. Damn. Nashville.
Okay. For the Taylor Swift, for the Taylor Swift feature, yes, sir.
I'm from Nashville, Taylor. Let me get a rap verse on one of them there songs, Taylor.
Yeah. All the Swifties. We're gonna tag the pound. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag Swifties. When we drop these clips.
Perform at the CMTs with Jelly Roll. That Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Fella. All the Swifties, big homie Hoodie, he's here. He's here for y'all. Nashville.
Nah, for real.
Nah, for real. Nah, nah. Nah, let's do that. Let's push that. Yeah. Swift hoodies.
Man.
Ah, shit. Let's get up out of here, hoodie, man. What you got going on, man? What's up and popping for you?
Man, nothing right now. I don't even want to think about anything. I'm taking this week off, bro. Like, I got a lot of my paperwork back from that Target and Brunt. I did put trademark and everything, made that shit official.
That's dope. Yeah.
Everything. We got a litmus coming up and shit like that. But this week, I ain't thinking about nothing, bro. I'm taking a break.
Hey,
I'm taking a
break. Much needed.
Bragging, bro. Like, I was driving on the highway. Bro, you have been so tired, you felt like you wanted to cry.
Bruh.
And I'm too tired, bro. I feel like breaking down.
Bruh, you gotta take a break then, dog. You gotta take a break. Sit down. I feel you, dog. Let's regroup, get yourself together, nah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, man, it was bad. I was sitting at that dinner table, bro, and I was literally like, nigga, I've never been as tired in my life. Like, it's been a while since I've been this tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran myself ragged.
That's what's up, dog. Get your break. Chilling and working, man. Waiting for to catch a break next week. You know what I'm saying? Short week, holiday week. Shit, I'm taking off an extra day, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? From the 9 to 5, dog. I'm gonna be cooling, dog.
Damn, it is. I get a short week next week. That's right.
Yeah, that's for sure. So other than that, that's it, man. Try to figure some things out and just kick it with the family. You know what I mean?
What we doing as far as us, bro? We pieing or what? We need to figure out the holiday schedule.
Yeah, we're gonna have to side chat on that and figure that out, what we're gonna do. I'm good, but I mean, we might need a holiday break next week.
Right, cause I'm thinking about my schedule, man. You know,
yeah.
People come here for us, bro. You know, we the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all niggas, y'all have a blast. Now, I was checking y'all. I said, hey, man, hoodie. I said, man, where my wife at? I said, have my wife come there. Hoodie them is having a ball over here.
Oh, which time?
The whole time. I'm talking about at the this weekend. But y'all have a blast all the time. So, yeah.
I mean, hey, man, I got to.
That's what's up, man. That's dope shit.
Man, it's like the plague, man. If you're around us, we're going to turn you up.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. But look, man. Look, people, look. Season 3, episode 6, man. Big homie Hoodie. I'm your man, Akin. Look, spin the block every Monday at 8, except maybe next Monday, but we'll let y'all know.
We're going to go to Instagram.
And we're going to take this right back. If we back, we might take it right back on y'all because we sick of this shit.
Yeah,
y'all disrespectful on here with the algorithms.
Popping out and shit.
Yeah, we sick of y'all.
We're about, but until Val watch it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, we need Val, man. we need Val. We have to pull Val up.
Yeah.
What Val watch? What Ghost said? We need, where y'all niggas at? Y'all don't fuck with Facebook.
Y'all niggas just hang on Instagram,
huh? That's it, IG. Man. Hey, man, we out, man. We catch y'all next time.
Yes, sir.
Peace.